04.
Soweto, man, Simuenda. Soweto, Amanko, Simuenda. Muenda, po. Hello, direct to Soweto, Muenda, Amanko, Zuko.
0530.
Parafini. Makota pela. Makota pela. Yaunga, unga, la kastoma. Zipiango. La kastoma, zipiango.
Zika chitika. Musa vimperera kuare.
On some village bunting, never know they like you've been wanting. No more up an expense now. Now FNB group savings account, saving the zero monthly defeat. Back no charge up a quarter and easy. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you, Bukumo, yes. Flexible access, Yandalama. Mama ATM, Mama Bangalana. E-wallet, Yolo Bangalana. Asset deposit, your drone Dalama. Perhaps you cannot remove a member. How many members is your CD? No, I need my physical meeting. But I'll be trying to my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. Now FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Water blues in some parts of Mukushi worry residents. In African news, harsh realities for Mozambique are displaced as crisis continues. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of John Hood, Kasokota and Mambilima in Mukushi's Chitina Ward have raised concerns over the persistent lack of water in their communities. The affected residents say the area does not have enough bohos, forcing many households to walk long distances in search of clean and safe water. The community members are calling on government to consider drilling additional boreholes to improve access to water. They noted that the situation has become increasingly difficult, especially for women and children who bear the burden of fetching water for their households. In response, Mukushi Town Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu assured residents that government will provide hand pumps for immediate relief. He added that more boreholes will be drilled in the affected communities to address the water challenges more sustainably.
So, I mean, she wants no more shara. I think the top wish of the Senator of Bula Pule, a patrol from a clinic of Ashana. I think by next year, you have put a million in there, it's a number. Our cancer and I in the WDC. So, I'm going to be coming small in second. Because this directive, you know, to pay everyone at the moment. I want to the one on the so, I'm going to say, but you want to not to see us. We should go to the but for now, put one person's hand up.
Kitwe's Limaposa ward councillor Lakson Filongwe has expressed concern that human rights are being misinterpreted and misused, leading to a lack of discipline among youths. Mr. Filongwe stated that the emphasis on human rights has made it difficult for parents and teachers to discipline children, leading to an increase in drug abuse and other social issues. He called upon the authorities to review the human rights laws to address the issue, stating that the current laws are being exploited by youths who are getting away with unacceptable behavior. Mr. Filongwe also encouraged parents to take responsibility for teaching discipline to their children, emphasizing that it is essential for their well-being and future success.
So when it's an assassin, it's really not about useless. He never is at human life. Human rights na e na si na ito na wira sana sana inisepera. Wala sanga ti human rights ikoro tuare kura kushukuru wale tulopola. Nomba ino nishito mwa nwe skuru nga wamu lopola. Uyo aya stari poti polisi. Wa polisi na vena wa isa wa senda wa tichi. Nomba nishi discipline ya mwana. Mwala mtashani. So nangumu anare nwana nguare paper faka mu uniform. Patisi tapani ifa walala ndapo because kai naunga wamu karipira. Human rights are not now quite things I'm wish. So she was here when our police now who put it up to put it by Debs when and they shine as an assassin. But human rights. Human rights now on our son our rights for Moscow. And to have a pass group, Mala Sangat, Ama Ata, and Yerisan on a pass group, and I think number.
The Young Women Christian Association, YWCA, has welcomed their plans to make gender-based violence, GBV offences, non-bailable. Speaking in an interview, YWCA Regional Coordinator Janet Mwaba says this move will help prevent victims from withdrawing cases due to intimidation by perpetrators. Ms. Mwaba notes that previously many GBV cases have failed to proceed due to victims' fear for their lives. She says once enacted, the move will be a step towards safeguarding human rights for all in Zambia. On Wednesday, President Hichilema announced that government is moving GBV offences to non-appealable status as part of efforts to safeguard human rights for all.
But what happens is because of witness intimidation by the perpetrators, they have been withdrawing. So there's not so much the police can do if the victim herself has withdrawn the case. But the National Prosecution Authority, where the case has been investigated and the file has been taken to their department, they are proceeding with the case even after the victim has withdrawn the case. So there are some current examples which I can't really mention because they are still in court, but currently the National Prosecution Authority has gone ahead with about two cases right now of gender-based violence without the witness being, the victim being present.
Mufurila district-based clergy Paul Kawambale is urging political players to channel the energy and potential for students in higher learning institutions towards positive development that safeguards their future. Pastor Kawambale claimed that many young people are being used as political tools for the benefit of politicians. He noted that this has caused some students to lose focus on their primary mission of attaining education. The clergy emphasized that while every citizen has the right to join any political party and freely participate in the democratic process, including voting or for removing leaders, students should not allow themselves to be exploited.